Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's now day 15 of the government shutdown. The Senate will vote again today on a clean bill to end it. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, facing calls by Democrats in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona. Here's ABC's Chuck Severson.
Grijalva was elected September 23rd. Grijalva Wednesday with fellow Hispanic congressional lawmakers repeating this allegation.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files. He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
She says earlier this year, Johnson swore in two Florida Republicans less than 24 hours after their election.
A key border crossing in Rafah is closed, cutting aid into Gaza in half today. That after Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement to return all remaining bodies of the dead hostages. On Wall Street, stocks are up on positive earnings from banks. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For WMDX News, I'm Shally Pittman. Today is National White Cane Safety Day, which recognizes people who are blind or have visual impairments. The day was first signed into law over 60 years ago. Today, it's an educational day on white cane laws in states across the country, including in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine, and it applies whenever a blind or visually impaired pedestrian is in the roadway. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk to get pedestrians to speed up. Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
We do not see you, or we don't see you well enough to be able to predict your movement. So having you follow the rules of the road is just, it's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month, which aims to reduce pedestrian fatalities and injuries. For WMDX News, I'm Shally Pittman.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Keep the rain gear handy. Showers likely for a little while longer, then we'll see clouds into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s and east breeze. Mostly cloudy in the overnight. We'll be dropping to near 50. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, close to 70. It's 53 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday for the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are. And then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allbull Show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's happening out there in the world? This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in. The call number is 202-808-9925. I can say it again fast, 202-808-9925. Go to your calls in just a moment. And somebody I might want to talk more about tomorrow, but I am struck by Trump's decision to send $20 billion to Argentina. And I want to relate it to their domestic policy and to the Trump tax plan in his first term when they changed the tax structure to hurt blue states and to help red states. I want to relate it to the Fox News strategy and the Donald Trump strategy to try to spark conflict in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago and urban centers. I want to relate that to real estate podcasts telling people to move to certain places. These things all seem different. Why are they the same? Because they're all basically doing the same thing. Reward your ideological ally with attention and where you can financially, and try to punish your ideological or political enemy with a negative attention or, if you can, financially. I should have given another example, which was funding for science in major universities. How is this related to the question of morality? Because punishing one's friends and rewarding one's allies, helping people that can get, who are in on your grift, and trying to threaten and scare away or eliminate the people who are opposed to your grift, has replaced what I think most of us would consider morality. And that is, some of that, of course, is the way of the world. But it's become distilled. It's reached a sharp peak. It has become more potent and more obvious, and not just more out of the open, out in the open, but more prevalent. And so Javier Milei, if I am pronouncing the name correctly, from Argentina, has been praising Trump and attacking the public funding of anything or public support for anything, and saying this is going to rejuvenate and revitalize the Argentinian economy. If we gut public services, that will, in Milton Friedman fashion, in Ayn Rand fashion, unleash the forces of magic that will make everything great. And then, well, it didn't go so good in Argentina. And a time of accountability came. We'll have midterm elections. And so Trump says, ah. And with the support of people who like this idea generally, who do want to be able to buy stuff cheap in Argentina, and who want that ideological project to continue, say, go give them some money, and then say if he loses in the midterms, then you're going to be less likely to give him that money, which is what he did, which is not a strategy based on what's best for the United States. It's not a strategy based on aligned interests, really. It's we want to make sure that the loud exemplars of our political project are promoted and seen as victorious. And if they're losing, we've got to cover that up somehow. We've got to prop them up. So it's not that complicated. But because these examples, so same story, Portland, Oregon. Why try to make Portland, Oregon, why say, I live here. It is beautiful. It is one of the greatest places. Let me be a recruiter. Come, visit, stay if you'd like. If you look at crime rates, if you look at measures of compassion, if you look at measures of creativity, if you look at measures of natural beauty, it's gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. In the summer, it's tied for the most beautiful place in the world. San Diego's real nice, too. So is Barcelona. I've heard nice places. There are nice places in Portugal. Portland is awesome. Oregon is awesome. So why spend all this time trying to tell people it's not? Well, because you want exemplars. It's the same reason you want Reagan's name on an airport. The same reason you, at the very end of Bill Clinton's term, try to tarnish his name so there can't be a bunch of Clinton schools because you're kind of sick of there being Kennedy schools. Is you want to, your movement recognizes, rather than competing on what is best for the most, what is actually going to lift the most people up, if you can win a rhetorical battle, if you can win the propaganda fight, and they've gotten very, very good at the psychological and propaganda fight. I'm just extraordinarily good, in part because they have the advantage of scale, because they're buying and consolidating more and more and more and more. And so the echo chamber starts sounding like truth. That's why I so appreciate you and Tom and the team of people who put on this show. Because where are the oases in the desert of meaning that has become the modern media conversation? You can't even rely on the Christian conservatives to be Christian or what conservative used to mean. It's discombobulating. So they have a very simple amorality. Reward the allies who are in on the grift. Punish the enemies who are against it, even if those enemies are in the same political party. Until that political party is only the people who are in on the grift. And scare other people away so they just, hey, I just don't want to mess with it. 2 minutes. It's dangerous for my job. It's dangerous for my family. I just don't want to mess with it. So thank you to the people who are messing with it. And we're seeing it over and over in so many circumstances. That's what I wanted to say about Javier Milei. It's the same thing. You pick on Portland because you say, aha, see, Portland doesn't work. So you try to make it, you try to scare businesses away. You try to scare people away. You try to lower real estate values. You try to make it that at least in the Fox News world, which can then impact the entire conversation, because even people who try to be neutral get skittish and think that, well, that must be roughly half right, right? So it skews the entire conversation. And if you can make Portland a scary story rather than an example of the way a city should be, well, then you can win your ideological argument or have one more notch in the bedpost or one more exemplar rather than negative exemplar. Now, I'm hoping, because my town is wonderful, that it will backfire. And so far, to some degree, it is. And thank you to John Stewart and others who are pointing out how silly it is that our country, the leader of our country is trying to punish a city for being an annoyance to him because he thinks that he could spark something, because he thinks if they can get the bots to promote people to protest at night when judgment's a little worse and when the nice folks are less, when the kind of the moms who protest and the old Vietnam protesters who are skilled hands at this stuff, when they've maybe gone to bed, that maybe they can get somebody do something dumb, and then they can promote and say, ah, see, we told you. Portland's bad. Our enemies are bad. Our allies are good. But their definition of good and bad isn't what we've thought it was. It isn't a moral definition. The definition of bad and good is if you are aligned with my grift. Good is if you're supporting my interests and power and control. Good is if you're on my side. Bad is if you're not. I appreciate the caller said we need some sense of shared morality. I absolutely agree. I actually think we have one. We have a political movement who is trying to twist it so deeply, and that political movement has to be defeated because they cannot self-police.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll speed around with your calls just a little bit.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
What if I were to tell you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. The offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. It's Hartman Brackets. Well, maybe it's not Hartman Brackets. We are back. Back on your calls. Jim, I think now you win the most patient listener award. You're on the air.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hey, thank you. Look, I agree with what you're saying, but I think if I had more hair, it'd be on fire because the elections are coming up, the midterms that we're all so concerned about, and the special election in California, yes, on 50. I never hear it mentioned. I never hear get out the vote.
Thank you for calling about it.
I hear philosophy, but I don't hear the answer to how the
give us Jim for those of us
who are being raised.
For those of us who aren't in California. Pause just for a second, Jim. For those of us who aren't in California, when is the, because it's an off election day for most people in the country. When is that election in California?
First Tuesday in November.
First of November, this coming November. So we're about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks out.
Something like that, Max. And so, please.
How's that campaign going?
On what does the youth can learn to vote and. We won't have a chance to vote if people don't vote and don't get out and talk to each other about that now.
Jim, how's that?
All over the country.
Jim, hear my question real quick. How's that campaign going? How's it going on the Proposition 50? This is the redistricting, initiative, the response to what they're doing in Texas, thing that Gavin Newsom put on the ballot, that now the which billionaire's kid just put a whole bunch of dough to try to defeat it. How's that election going?
It was on the ballot because we had petitioned to put it on the ballot. Newsom is saying that we're behind, and he's asking for money, which is always necessary because billionaires need things.
Yep.
But however it's going, people need to be given the message. It's time to get concerned with voting and educate people. That's temporary change in the redistricting. It goes back after a couple of an election cycle or two. I think I know it's temporary. So, I want to get out and do door knocking. I don't even see any way to do that anymore. The young people aren't listening to radio. They're listening to each other and so forth. And people that are involved with young people, they're great. But, they don't hear this is a crucial thing as far as I know. They need to hear more encouraging things more warning, because this could be the end of voting in America, as Tom and you and, Greg Palast. Greg Palast needs more time on the radio.
Yeah.
And he's going to be speaking here in Long Beach with Tom this Friday. But I believe, please, let's get to the existential. All of the philosophy is not going to work if we can't even survive, you know, and like in boxing, protect yourself in the clinches. We're in the clinching element now. We're it's time to actually get out the vote.
Yeah. And in California, it absolutely is. And so good plug. And if you're in California, do vote. It is. And if you've got another election happening in your town, do say it. I will say, Jim, I heard the little dig at philosophy. I'm going to stand up for philosophy. I'm going to stand up for, and I'm going to actually make the case. My turn. I'm going to make the case, Jim, that I think that part of my critique, and it's part of my critique during the run up to the most recent Biden election, which ended up not being a Biden election, is we ran on democracy, but didn't run for democracy. And what I mean is, we said democracy is important, but we didn't make the basic case. Right now, we have lost a shared sense of where we need to be as a country, what we need to do. And so if the only thing we do is say vote, if the only thing we do is say get out there based on a shared set of values, and we haven't actually worked to build the planks of those shared set of values, we don't make the case for a pro-social, pro-democracy, pro-environment basic set. If we just sort of assume agreement, I think we're going to have the same kind of election results that we've had recently. So that's my stand-up for philosophy. That said, heck yes, man, please, please vote, including on Proposition 50 in California, and according to you, you said first Tuesday in November in California. And Jim, thanks for that plug. Last word for you, Jim. Jim, any last word for you?
Oh, yeah. There are elections coming up with Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, et cetera, et cetera. Contribute money, you know, and I know it's help it out, but the. Great. People have to get involved now. I'm not digging against philosophy. I think we're already convinced. Look at what Palace said. We'd have won if it had been voted, if the votes had been counted correctly. Yeah. You know, we've got the philosophy.
Good and, plug, Jim. Thank you.
And I agree with you, too. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back here on Tom's show, here on your show. Thank you so much for being part of this community. We'll be back with your calls. I'll try it. I said speed. I'll actually try to do that so we can clear the board. We're going to have Healthy Democracy on at 11. And if you do, and big agreement with Jim, if you do have an election you want to plug, call in. Let's make sure that we get it out to the zeitgeist and get out to people so that they can. You got something happen in your local community you want to plug, call a number here, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Tom Hartman Show. We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, a biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's ZYPPA.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
The information vacuum created by the shutdown of USDA looms over the marketplace and trade activity. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Today, we're checking in with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He explains what traders are focusing on today when critical pieces are missing.
Obviously, the market's really focused on the trade side of things here for grains at this time frame. You know, we've had, you know, President Trump made those very aggressive statements on Friday about China. The market kind of took a good hit, and especially the soybean market, not to mention the equity markets, kind of paused that stance over the weekend. Things rallied back, at least in the equity markets on Monday. So, you know, those types of headlines and that information is kind of what we're going off of now. And especially in this modern world where we got the algo traders or the computer traders that just read news headlines and information, that's really kind of what drives the market.
And we'll take a look at how commodity prices are trading in just a moment. John Heinberg, along with us, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFenn Technologies were born and patented this century. With a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping, along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Markets are mixed Wednesday from Chicago, with December new crop corn up a penny and three quarters at 414 and three quarters. November new crop soybeans are up 2 cents at 1008 and a half. But cash wheat is trading 3 3/4 cents lower at 496 and a half. And July 2026 new crop wheat is down 2.5 cents at 538 a bushel. Taking a look at fluid milk, the November Class 3 milk contract is trading 16 cents lower at 1622. 100 weight. The December contract is down 21 cents at 1640 100 weight. We'll see on the close today if the cheese market follows. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. But on the close yesterday, the 40-pound block was up 3 3/4 cents at $1.70 and 3/4. Double A butter was up 2 cents at $1.64 per pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Keep the rain gear handy. Showers likely for a little while longer. Then we'll see clouds into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s and east breeze. Mostly cloudy in the overnight. We'll be dropping to near 50. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, close to 70. It's 53 at our studios.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month, or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
This is all too familiar to some of us. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body, and you know you're getting sick. Your choices: tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people. or open your emergency medical kit like mine right here. Just match the symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds. Nip it in the bud now. It's not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting in the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls for Speed Round. You've been waiting so patiently with your brilliance. Share some of your brilliance. Nicholas, a moderator down in Mexico. Thank you, Nicholas, for all your help. You're on the air.
Jefferson, I don't want to get into an argument with you, but I have something I think is really important to say
sure.
to you and everyone who's been listening to you so far today. And I hope you'll be a little patient with me.
Sure.
I will try to go quickly. You have been talking a great deal about educating young Americans, particularly to a better way of thinking and being, and I object in no way at all, zero. It is, of course, incredibly important. What I am going to say now is that I find it all to be extremely untimely. We are in the battle for America right now. And anybody who isn't getting that has simply not been paying attention to the speed with which the installation of an authoritarian form of government is underway in our country. This is not the time to be talking about educating people. Carl Sagan warned us about all of this in 1995. Now, that's 30 years ago. We've had the opportunity to better educate people, and it has failed miserably to far too great an extent. I think you can agree with me on that. What we need to be doing now is not talking about what we might be able to do in the future. It has to be about what we can do right now. And this is on the back, by the way, of a caller, I'm sorry, whose name I did not catch, right before the half-hour break, who was talking very much to this same point. And you were talking back and forth with him about, what was it, hypotheticals or something versus reality. I'm basically saying the same thing. I would encourage you to please encourage everybody listening to better understand that we are in the middle of the battle for America right now.
What should be the so if I'm talking about the next generation and I'm talking about what that means for the future, for you that sounds sort of off key because you're like, what are we talking about? There's not going to be a future.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Jefferson, and that's exactly what you have not been saying. Yeah. And we have to start speaking honestly to each other and in complete sentences. This is dire.
Yeah.
Jamie Raskin described it as a national emergency.
Yeah.
I listened recently to Nicole Wallace's great podcast, The Best People, with Joan Baez, no less. Mm-hmm. Joan Baez is now describing herself as an extreme pessimist. Yeah. I was very surprised by that. Mm-hmm. But I do understand it, and I'm sure you do as well.
What do you think the role...
Please,
What do you think is the role of the next generation in that battle?
I don't think we have time for the next generation. That's what I'm saying.
Let me be more clear with my phrase. What do you think is the role of people between the ages of 16 and 35? You can pick a different age group in that battle.
16 to 16 to 35.
Yeah, what do you think what do you think the role of young people is in the battle?
They're pretty much only paying attention to social media. Everything shows us that.
What should be their role in that battle?
The only role I can see that they have at this point, at those ages, they don't have much financial power yet. The only role is to protest, to vote, and I think most statistics and polls show that most young people under the age of usually 35, and under this polling, are very much left-leaning.
What social movements? I'm not
terribly worried overall about that group. They're not the ones who are going to win the battle for us.
Okay, so I hear that, and that might be a place of disagreement. What social movements that were successful do we know of that did not include a significant dose, even a significant amount of leadership from the phrase I've been calling next generation? I don't mean that people that aren't born yet. I mean that next generation of leaders.
You mean the current generation of young people?
Sure.
I think that's a better way of saying it. And I wouldn't argue that point with you at all. I'm a child of the 60s. Mm-hmm. I lived through the whole Vietnam War movement and the protest movement that helped to bring that horrendous war to an end.
Yeah.
And it was about young people in the streets. I was one of them. I was arrested 3 times.
There you go.
Not a problem. I'm not going to argue that.
So I hear you on you want to hear some urgency, and that's fair. And the caller
before.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And it is not and I share the urgency, and I try not to have it yield towards despair. But I do want to make a case for something, Nicholas, and it is something that radio and this show in particular has an older audience. And is an audience I honor and appreciate being part of. And for the good of that community, I do want it to be, and I do want us to be aware and intentional,
yes,
and not scolded for talking about, I'll use your term, the current younger generation, and thinking about the signals.
Scolded you over that. I told you I agreed entirely about the importance of young people.
That's fair. I'll take that term away. But I do think it is worth time and attention. I think it's worth time and attention to figure out how we are, because there's a young man who lives sort of in my house, lives in the adjacent unit, and he goes to protests every night. And I see the signals that are being sent to him. And as you said, they're signals from social media. And because he's doing the protests at night, he is not seeing the now often retired Vietnam War protesters who have been through literal wars, who is not getting, and where he is getting lessons, he's tutored by rumor. He is just as likely to be getting messages. He is just as likely to be getting messages from an online bot or somebody who has read an online bot and says, hey, here's how we should do it. And that online bot might want to be winning, or it might want to be undermining the same battle he would like to see won. And so a lot of I'll add the urgency. I'll take the feedback. I take it really seriously. And I do want, particularly among our older listeners, to spend time and energy and attention. And even if it might not seem like I'm talking to you at the moment, to spend time, energy, and attention, because I think we haven't tended to our field. And when we saw when Obama lost the midterms, I watched what happened because I ran a youth organization. And I saw that we weren't investing, that the people with real money weren't investing. They're investing in other things, but weren't pouring money in to invest in what I call the next generation of leaders. And I saw what happened. I saw what happened. And what happened was, when the biggest funders for youth voting pulled away and changed their focus, what you saw was a national discussion about an enthusiasm gap. I don't know if folks remember the enthusiasm gap debate.
I remember.
What it actually was was significant disinvestment in institutions and operations and in youth voting for youth organizations. That our movement has done a lousy job of bringing up what I'm calling next generation, a lousy job of it. And we don't attend to it. And so I'll hear you loud and clear, but I do want to promote, and I do want even you, Nicholas, to be thinking about how do we build pockets that will help bring along. And I don't mean for a fight 10 years from now. I don't mean for a tight fight 10 years from now. How do we bring along folks, even in that current fight? We are going to break, but go ahead, Nicholas.
Can I still on?
Yep.
I'm not objecting to you. Of course we have to invest in the future. But more importantly, we must first win this battle for America, or we will have no time to invest in anything.
I hear you, Nicholas. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
...202-808-9925, the Tom Hartman Show.
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
Join El Sazon Jarocho on Plaza Drive for karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 8:30 for margaritas, pizza, and wings. Plus, stop in for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Where else can you grab a bratwurst at the farmer's market?
Did you want a little mustard on yours?
Debate politics over coffee. And tailgate at Camp Randall all before noon? Madison. A city that does things differently. As wonderfully unpredictable as the city we call home. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible.
Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you don't even know what happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we're partnering with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com. .com/Tom. Protect yourself like we do. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. And we are back. Thank you for being back. Let's go. Let's do it. I have not successfully done the speed round. I've not successfully done it, but we're going to try now. Ryan at Stephen Point, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Are you familiar with how to use ChatGPT at all?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I have an app on my phone. So this morning, and I've been really going to it lately because sometimes I can't answer questions, so I go there and it gives me them, and I'm trying to think to myself, well, who's ChatGPT? Where did they get the answer? So you can ask it that, and they'll give you the answer where they get their answer. So anyways, that's how that went. So I lived in Argentina a long time in my life. I own my own business, believe it or not. I'm way up in age.
We're in speed rounds. Give it to me quick. I'm going to try to get to a few calls before the break, but give it to me.
Okay. So this morning it was asked, he couldn't answer it. Why did the administration give $25 billion in Argentina? So what you got to do, people, is just go in there to ChatGPT and put, can you tell me why Trump administration gave $25 billion to Argentina? And it will give you a breakdown of what is happening, why the U.S. is doing this, economic stability, supporting reforms of the president, political alignment and ideology, countering the influence of China in the region, and they really have to do that. When I live there, you might as well call it South China, because China's Belt Road Initiative and the ports that they've taken over all over the world, America was sitting behind the wheel fighting wars, and ports are being done up by China everywhere. So that's why, that's one of the big reasons, and the criticisms and risks are there, and if anybody that's ever used ChatGPT knows, you're going to get an explanation. So that's all I wanted to tell you.
All right. I'm still rooting for radio shows. I'm still rooting. I know the robots are hard to beat, but I'm still rooting for humanity and purpose. Let's go to Frank from Seattle, Washington. You're on the air.
Jefferson, I can hold over. I've got more to say. I was going to talk about the guy that talked about morality and ethics, but Nicholas, I wanted to give him two words. Gene Sharp. 198 Methods of Nonviolent Action. He was written in 1973, political scientist. This book is very relevant today, and I urge everybody to you can easily find it on YouTube or on the internet in general. But this guy was ahead of his time, and these methods are extremely relevant today. And I do agree the situation is more urgent. As to the morality and ethics of the earlier caller, I think that's maybe a long-term goal. And religion is part of that. I agree with that. But religion doesn't give you the template, the intellectual background to achieve, get to morality, because we live in our minds, as Aristotle said, our habits build character. So religion is kind of there, but it's kind of like philosophy with training wheels. It gets to conclusions without showing intellectual process that support its presumptions. It assumes rationality when really most of us are irrational most of the time, and we have to discipline our minds to be more rational. And if we use certain critical thinking approaches, we can achieve morality within our minds. For example, if we all live in our points of view, we have points of view because of our background, ethics, our background, gender, sexual orientation, whatever, and we have to break through. If we can see other people's point of view, well, that's the gateway to empathy. If we can hold ourselves to standards that we have on ourselves, standards of clarity of thought, well, that's the gateway to integrity. If we can agree that sometimes we're wrong and we can look for the truth despite its hardships, well, that's a gateway to courage. And those are frameworks for building true ethics and morality within any democracy or support democracy. So those are the main things I wanted to say. I know you have limited time.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you listening. One of the things I would take away and add to is I think a lot of how we define morality is in community, is in watching other people, is with our mirror neurons, and which is also connected to your point of empathy. I could say more, but I want to see, Joe, if you have something to say for 30 seconds. If not, we'll hold you over till after the break, but you can have the last word if you want it. Joe from Oklahoma City.
I'll take it. I think Nicholas is 100% correct. I will say this. If Trump had control of the military like he does now with Pete Hegseth, our country would be under Trump's control now. Yeah. He would abuse them in 2021.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Collective action.
What should we do about
it? We have two choices. I got the perfect solution. I mentioned this to Tom. The teachers hold the key. Mm-hmm. If you look at any state where teachers have gone on strike, even in red states, they have come crawling on their knees. A nationwide, all union, all teachers strike because it will hurt them in the pocketbook, and that's all they care about.
I think both you and Nicholas are really right. This is a time to take more action than otherwise would. It's not a time for comfort, and I agree with that really strongly. Joe, thank you so much for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns.
Allure Intimate Apparel redefines what it means to feel confident, celebrating every woman, every shape, and every size. Their expert bra fit specialists offer a refined, pressure-free experience designed for comfort, beauty, and ease. Bra, sleepwear, swim, and lingerie, Allure has it all. With a personalized touch and a commitment to service, Allure helps you feel supported every single day. Visit Allure's new location in the Hilldale Shopping Center, where bra fittings are their focus. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The ongoing government shutdown taking a toll with thousands of furloughed federal workers missing paychecks this week, and now a battle brewing over back pay.
Requesting an immediate clarification that federal workers will receive back pay at the end of the government shutdown, over 100 lawmakers signing a letter to White House Budget Director Russ Vogt. Other than Senator Lisa Murkowski, Alaska Republican, the rest are all Democrats. They say federal law is clear that the workers are due back pay and that President Trump previously signed a bill that guarantees back pay for federal workers.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The Senate will vote again today on a measure trying to end the shutdown. Aid into Gaza has been restricted at the Rafah border crossing, closed today by Israel after accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire deal to return all remains of dead hostages. Israel says remains from one of the bodies returned did not match DNA of any hostage. The storm that brought heavy rain and snow to Southern California now moving into the Rockies. This is ABC News.